episode 1371, When You Can't Put Yourself Back Together Again.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and yes, you made it through the week. Are you ready to celebrate the weekend? Well, I sure am, and it's starting with Confessions of an Upset Mama. When you can't put yourself back together again. Stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Action ignites motivation, and it is happening. Yes, launching before the new year. So you want to stay tuned here on the podcast and also make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Well, before we jump into our episode, I want to send our prayers to those who have been affected by Hurricane Michael, a Category 4, almost Category 5 storm. The pictures I have seen are just absolutely devastating, both to my heart and also to the families that are there. And I know we have family and friends here at Create Your Now and also our personal family that have been affected by it. So know that we are lifting you up, and I would ask that you join with me in prayer. And also, if you are in the position to donate funds, make sure, of course, that you're donating to reputable companies, that they're going to use that money appropriately. But I would encourage you to do so. We are all here as brothers and sisters, and we need to lift each other up when we have fallen. Now, on that note, I want to bring us back into a different kind of fall. What do you do when you can't put yourself back together again? When the walls around you keep tumbling down? It reminds me of the famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. You know it. Say it with me. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. We don't think about that as meaning in our life. But as I was looking kind of through the week and reminiscing about what has really happened in our personal journey, and being a mom of five and trying to raise children, I began to kind of adopt this little egg on a wall. And I eat a lot of eggs, not Humpty Dumpty, but I do eat a lot of eggs. And I just thought, you know what? There are times where we are that broken egg, right? Where we seem to be on top of the world and then we just keep falling down. And then we try to get back up and then we keep falling down. And the problem is everything around us, right? The world that touches us, we think should be able to put us back together again. But ultimately, it doesn't quite work that way. Even when you think you have everything you need, all the tools and strategies, all the strength and endurance, plus your talent, you fall short. And as moms, that is an all too familiar place to be, a comfy spot we wish we didn't have to experience on a monthly, weekly, even daily basis. What is it? Just when you think you don't have anything to worry about, something else happens. You're up there on that wall thinking, man, I made it through this. And the next thing you know, you're back, falling down, feeling cracked, overwhelmed, not sure what to do, pulling your hair out, maybe literally. Number one, I want to tell you that's normal. Don't think that you're the only one going through this, because you're not. But we do question, right? Will we ever catch a break? Motherhood never had it in the contract of catching a break. In fact, it's more of enduring multiple storms and sometimes even hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, things that we don't prepare for, the unexpected. And it all comes with waves of tears. What do you do when everything around you seems to be tumbling down? You feel more buried in distress and hope isn't even present. It's a dark, cloudy day every day. But what's important that we must comprehend, like I said before, this is normal. You didn't do anything wrong to be in this situation, and you didn't do anything right to be in this situation. You can't sit here and try to equate this, well, if I would have done this, because we play those games, don't we? They're mind games. And then that only leads us to what? Losing sleep, crying more waves of tears, thinking that we are a failure as a mom. No, you're not a failure. You're not a failure as a dad. But it is something that we don't talk about and we need to talk about. Why? Because it affects us on an emotional level. And when things affect us on an emotional level, what does that mean? It affects the entire family. You've heard the saying, right? When mama's happy, everybody's happy. Well, some of that can be true, because if you're not feeling it, if you're down and out, you carry that through. And some of us are really, really good about putting on that mask and making it look like everything's fine. And we can carry the brunt of any storm on our shoulders for months into years. And then all of a sudden, what? We crack. And we don't know what to do. Life happens. But remember, it's your response that makes a difference in you going down either that depressing rabbit hole or looking up to a beautiful ray of hope, the sunshine that says, yeah, you can do that. We all want sunshine more than the gloomy, cloudy days. You know, let's leave that for Halloween night. That's the only time gloom can happen, in my opinion. And I don't even celebrate Halloween. But if I'm going to have gloom, that's where it needs to be. Otherwise, I don't want any part of it. I always want the ray of hope. And I think all of us do. But it's hard when we're in the middle of a total mess. We're consumed by it. Our hearts are ripped out. They're torn. Our minds are exhausted because we're most likely losing sleep. We don't have the answers that we want. We're trying to seek them out. And yet we still feel like we're just repeating this and repeating it over and over again. Maybe it doesn't happen on a daily basis. Maybe it's season after season. But at some point, you're shaking your head and you're going, why me? Why me? When you can't put yourself back together again, what do you do? What do you do as a woman and a mom to support the ones you love without losing yourself? Well, you got to stir your heart. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stir your heart. STIR. When you stir your heart, it allows you to stay grounded. Because a lot of life, what? When something awesome happens, we're like on cloud nine, right? And the higher up we go, the farther we fall. That's because we're putting our hope and our aspirations in things that are of this world and not of God. And so you really want to begin to mesh that together, meaning meshing what God wants for us and what we need to do here physically on earth to get through the circumstance, the situation, the season, whatever it is, the mess that you're in, right? So what does it mean to stir your heart? Number one, S, savor what matters. Put in perspective what really matters. Don't dwell in what you can't control. I've been that mama who's like, if I could just go back and change that. And oh, there are times that I think I can. I'm like beyond Superwoman. I'm beyond Superman. And sometimes I think I'm beyond God. And I can go move mountains to take care of the situation, right? We feel that way as moms. Come on, be honest. But the problem is when we wrap our heads around that, we're only hurting ourselves more and we're not savoring what really matters. So you have to savor what matters. You know, maybe your son is having problems when it comes to reading. He's a slow reader. Well, you getting mad at him or you trying to make him read faster, is that really helping the situation? Probably not. You getting flustered or you trying to push him harder than where he really is currently, that doesn't help anything. So savor what matters. Him wanting to try. Encourage him. That's awesome. But when you get stuck at the point of saying, oh my gosh, that means I've got to work harder because oh, I'm just a horrible mom. If my son's not reading so many words per minute, then, well, you know, I'm a failure as a mom. No, you're not. That's just one way that they rank you as a student who reads. But that doesn't mean your child can't read. Maybe right now they're just a little slower. But if you sit there and focus on the bad, the negative, then what's happening to all the good? It's wilting away. You want to help your son blossom, right? So you encourage the reading. Read with him more often. Read to him. Have him read to you. Maybe have him read stories that aren't so difficult. Why? Because that sets him up for success. But if you stick around and focus on, oh my gosh, he's not making these benchmarks and you're freaking out about it, you're not taking into consideration what really matters. So number one, savor what matters. Number two, trim off the extra. Why is it that we are so busy until chaos hits, until the storm rolls in? Why is it that we don't make time for what really matters until something happens? You got to stir your heart now and trim off the extra. Get rid of what you don't need. Minimize in order to maximize. I love that. I have to be reminded of that often because I'm one who loves to be doing everything. And I have fun doing it. And I'm one, yes, who is very successful at doing a lot of everything. However, there are also some things, depending upon what I'm doing, that suffer. And so it's very important for me to look at, okay, how can I minimize yet maximize? Where do I really need to be focusing my energy on? And where do I need to let go? Circumstances can make you feel like time stops. And it does, right? When you're in the middle of a storm, it's like you've been there forever. 2 days feels like 2 months. 2 weeks feels like 2 years. And that's not exaggerating. If you've been in a storm, if you've had issues with your children, if you've had, you know, accidents, if you've had relationship issues in your marriage, if you've had health issues, when you get those scares, the stuff that just makes your body just kind of shake and puts you on the defense all the time because your alarm system's going off no matter which direction you turn. Yeah, time stops. But in actuality, it doesn't. Time keeps going. Yet we feel like it stops. Trim off the extra so you can focus on what really matters. Don't lose sight of that. Number three, ignite now. This is the question that all of us need to ask. And ultimately, in my opinion, we need to ask it before we're in the mess. But most of us wait till we're in the mess. So at least when you get in the mess, ask yourself this question. What is the priority for this moment? What is it? Maybe your daughter comes home and is brokenhearted. Maybe she had a date and it didn't go well. And this guy that she liked embarrassed her. It was just a really rough night. You can take that conversation with your daughter a lot of different ways, can't you? Now, if you have young girls, oh, you just wait. If you have older girls, you probably had that conversation. So you can go back in memory. And if you're at the point where you're like, oh, I'm embarking on that dating time. Well, listen up. You've got to say, what is the priority in this moment? It's your daughter, right? Do the details really matter? Maybe not exactly at this moment. Maybe eventually. But if you keep prying, oh my gosh, what did he do? What did he say? How did he look? Okay, maybe it really wasn't that, right? Moms, I get it. We want the details because why? We're women. God put that little special gene that says, give me all the details. And it's only in women. I don't know what it is about men. They don't want all the details and they don't need to hear the story 10 times. But us women, oh no, tell me the story and then tell it to me again. Oh, wait, and make sure I need it three more times before I know I really got it. But in that moment, what's the priority? Your daughter's heart. That's the priority. Ignite now. I think about all of those homes, businesses that were lost. And it's not about the homes and the businesses. It's about the people who were affected by that loss. And they're going to have to go through a rebuilding stage. All of them right now. And if you're in that right now, ask yourself, what is the priority for this moment? Maybe it is saving what you can save and cleaning up and then figuring out everything else. But if you try to get in there and say, okay, I need to do all of this, all of this, all of this, and all of this, where's your heart going to be? Down a rabbit hole. And it's not going to be a really good rabbit hole. It's going to be dark and gloomy, isn't it? We don't like it when life happens to us. But it's your response that can get you out of it being doom and gloom to hope and grace and mercy. What is the priority for this moment? Ignite now. And finally, number four, R, remember daily. You must remind yourself of the good, not the bad. We are so good at the bad. We replay it over and over and over again in our heads. We're ones that if I would have done this, then maybe I wouldn't be in this situation. I should have done this, but no, I chose to do this. You know what? You can say those things, but you know what? It's already happened. What good is that doing to you? It's not doing any good. So remember daily, remind yourself of the good. Count your blessings. Say a prayer. You're not alone in this. As much as we believe we're alone, because we feel that, don't we? When we're in a mess, admit it. Come on, it's confession day. Sometimes you feel like God has abandoned you. He hasn't abandoned you, I promise. Yes, it may feel that way. But that's where you can't let your emotions take over. You have to know and stir in your heart that God's there. And he's going to take this mess and turn it into an incredible blessing. Now, what does that look like? I have no idea. And you may have no idea. But that's the blessing, right? Because what God touches, it's nothing short of heavenly. Say a prayer. Count your blessings. When you can't put yourself back together again, what do you do? What do you do? What did you do this week? Maybe you got a note in the mail. Maybe something happened at work. Maybe something happened to your husband. Maybe, unfortunately, you were affected by the hurricane. Maybe you have some other things going on in your life, some health issues. Maybe you just don't know what to do. Maybe it's just kind of that season, right? We're just like, I don't know. I'm just not all put together. I feel cracked and broken. I feel like Humpty Dumpty all the time, who gets up and no matter what happens, no one can put me back together again. God can. But you have to be willing to let him. So when you stir your heart, when you savor what matters, trim off the extra, ignite now, remember daily, what is that doing ultimately? It's opening up your heart to God. It's saying, okay, Lord, you got this. This is a mess that I can't clean up by myself. But I know with you, nothing is impossible. If you feel like you're facing some impossibility right now in your life, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. A little form will pop up. Just fill that out and it comes directly to me. Nobody else sees it, only I do. I'll get back with you and we will set up a coaching time. Let's work through whatever you feel and believe that it's just kind of, this is what's happening in your life. You just need to talk it through. Don't wait another day. Don't put it off. You have today. Click on that link. It's time for you to be present, to be incredible. Because God says you matter. And you do matter. And if you want to love on the ones that God has placed in your life, then you've got to be willing sometimes to go to the extreme. And that extreme, no, that doesn't mean doing crazy things. But just think about it if you were Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall. You got to be able to bring people around you to help support you, to love on you. God would want that for you. You don't have to do life alone. You don't have to feel like you're alone. I know too many moms feel that way, and it's sad. And we don't talk about it, right? Because we are all listening to everybody else's problems. And then you think, well, my problem really isn't all that bad when I listen to her problem. No, your problem does matter. The situation you're in does matter. It matters to me. It matters to God. So don't put off what you're going through. Stir your heart today. God wants you closer to him than ever. And I promise you, there's nothing that he can't handle. You just have to be willing to let him walk with you. Are you ready to do that when you can't put yourself back together again? Give God a try. And I'm here for you too. This weekend, I pray that your heart will be stirred. I pray that you will find within your 48 hours between, you know, now and Sunday. So you've got Saturday and Sunday, 48 hours. If you're counting Friday as a weekend, awesome. That means you just get a few more extra hours. But you have 48 hours in that time that you have. Do yourself a humongous favor. Do something for you. If only for 10 minutes even, 15 minutes, do something for you. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.